A very warm welcome to all our listeners, and I'm Jyoti from Young Diplomats, and this is The Voice Podcast. We are grateful to you for your amazing comments and views and reviews, and today we are going to discuss about thanks. Thanks. This podcast is a two-part podcast, and today you are listening to the part one. Thanks constitute the modern vocabulary in most armed forces. But how did we move towards thanks, and why did we? In ancient warfare, it was always a war between armor and swords. The swords would get stronger enough to pierce the armor, and then the metalsmiths would work on and get a thick armor. Finally, a time came when armor became so thick that the soldiers could not carry them on their bodies. So they had to, they were knights, and they used to wear them, and they used to be on horses. The weight kept on increasing and increasing till the time came that it was realized that we cannot add more metal. How do we get about it? What if the weight increases? Then what do we do? The inspiration for the solution comes from the Navy. Ships tend to be very heavy, but they can easily move on because the propulsion system is independent of the humans. It is not dependent on human propulsion, but in ancient times it used to be dependent on wind, then it moved on to steam, then IC engines, and then nuclear propulsion. Similarly, in case of tanks, it moved to the horses, then chariots, and finally it was the ice engine that carried the entire load. Ballistic body armor was first used in the US Civil War, but it took a long time for metal cars or armored cars to make their way. Siege engines can be considered to be the first predecessors or the ancestors of this modern day tank. But functionally, it is the chariot, the fast-moving vehicle capable of launching projectiles, that is the ancestor of the modern-day tank. Because one thing, a chariot has multiple members, or it has a crew, similar to the modern-day tank. And it also had a non-human source of propulsion, unlike the siege engines, which in many cases had to be carried on by a large number of people. Industrial Revolution was one of the key events that brought tanks to the fore. In 1896, an American by the name of Pennington suggested the car with the armor. Soon the British engineer Sims in 1809 thought of the armored cars, and basically these were all called the land ironclad because, as I mentioned above, they were inspired by the ships, the ironclad ships. So pretty soon there were tractors with armor, and then there were the track vehicles with armor. And they all had these gun carriers. By 1940, we had the turning turret. That is, the gun was now mounted on top of the car and it could turn along with the compartment called the turret along with it. Many infantries considered a competition for their resources or their scarce resources. In their own armies, it was a threat from their opponents. And one of the sources why they considered a competition was because on the battlefield, the tank could move very fast and the infantry couldn't usually keep up with the tank. Originally, these land ships were called land ships, as I said. But then where does the word tank come from? Urban legend has it that when someone said, oh, there would be a lot of rumors and people would ask questions, what are these vehicles? What do we say? So there was this story created out. Well, to say it, these are vehicles to carry water for the soldiers on the front lines. That's how the tanks got the name tank. This is it for this episode, and I hope you're all enjoying and listening to our podcast. If you want to contribute, please write to us at our mail ID, voicepodcast@gmail.com. So this is a goodbye from Young Diplomats for this podcast. Keep waiting for the part two on tanks.